One of the things people wondered about when Washington legalized marijuana is whether we'd start seeing billboards advertising pot companies. Now, one Washington grower says it's launched the first outdoor cannabis ad blitz. KPLU's Gabriel Spitzer reports.
Here in the Lower Queen Anne neighborhood, passersby might notice this benign-looking billboard. It has a picture of a fit young couple wearing backpacks on top of a mountain. And you have to look pretty close to notice this billboard is actually doing something brand new, openly advertising a cannabis company. Dama Cannabis has five of these billboards up around Seattle, with about 10 more to come. And they have one great big aerial banner to be towed over CenturyLink Field next week during a Seahawks preseason game and over the waterfront parks during Hempfest.
This is definitely industry testing the waters.
Hillary Bricken is an attorney with the Canna Law Group. She notes state law prohibits marijuana advertising within 1,000 feet of schools, daycares, or parks. Dama's Sky Banner, all 3,000 square feet of it, is specifically intended to be read by HempFest attendees in three Seattle parks. Bricken says the company seems to be reading the law pretty liberally.
Why prohibit advertising within a certain perimeter of a certain structure? It's because you don't want it to be seen by people frequenting those locations. So technically, if they're not within 1,000 feet of the perimeter of any of these offensive structures, my opinion is that they haven't violated the administrative code, although they may have offended the spirit of the law.
Dama marketing manager Jessica Ivey says the company has no intention of pushing up against the regulations.
Everything that we're trying to do is to project a responsible message. You know, we're not throwing joints out of an airplane.
Attorneys say if nothing else, the pilot of the plane towing that banner had better be sure to fly more than 1,000 feet above parks and schools. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.